Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand in the street singing songs and a carrying sign, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There are glorious tracks into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And welcome to the Meganese Nation. My name is Willie Bernard, and today is Monday, and I'll tell you what, a lot of interesting things going on, and I want to wish my nephew, Skylar Farber, a happy 18th birthday up there. Very proud of you and love you. And also, I want you, to say my condolences to Rebe's family. She passed away this week, one of our big listeners and supporters and everything. So we want to give our condolences here at Meganese Nation to this Rebe. And her family, her kids, she died from cancer. Long battle, but, you know, she fought a good fight. Hey, Russell, how you doing, my brother?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, my brother. Yeah, pretty sad time. I lost three brothers in the last 5 days to suicide.
Wow.
One of them, I was the last person they talked to. I guess I failed at doing my job because the next morning he took his life.
Wow. Really, seems to be a lot really of that going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's especially hard for vets out there right now. We came home with the hope of living our lives in peace,
mm-hmm.
rebuild our lives, and through the cowardice of others, our so-called leaders, they watched everything they worked for go down the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's tough. I'm fighting the same thing.
It is.
Right now.
I tell you what, brother, because of this pandemic, you know, I'm hearing reports, even younger people are committing suicide because of this, you know, and everything.
Well,
so.
It is nothing but complete cowardice on the part
yep.
of our so-called leaders, especially
yep.
Greg Abbott, a.k.a. Hot Wheels here in Texas. That is the most pathetic specimen of man walking the planet. And I hope with everything within me that this comeback, it just absolutely haunts him for the rest of his miserable, cowardly life. Three warriors.
All of them,
three
brother.
Fucking warriors. Three warriors that we need in this time took their lives because their jobs disappeared. They wasn't getting any work. They watched their finances fall apart, facing homelessness, and it was just too much for them. And like I said, I know I'm right there with them. And I really did. I tried my best. I thought he was going to be okay. And then the next morning, his wife called me.
Right. Well, I know how you feel, brother, because, you know, I know it's not the same, but my son texted me Sunday, and I felt something was kind of wrong with him, and, you know, with his mental issues and everything. But this pandemic is getting everybody down. I mean, really down. And my sister, my best friend, told me that she's keeping a very, very close eye on him right now and stuff. But there's a lot of people doing this. You know, I hope every one of these damn governors and mayors that finish through this suffers. I really do. That's my fond wish.
I mean, it's just horrible. And I really don't know what else to say, brother, man. I am just absolutely tore up.
Well, me and Virgil was talking the other day and stuff. I was telling him, and, you know, we got your back, you know. So, and he said, he told me to tell you, you know, anything you need, call him. So, you know.
Well,
but,
you know me, I don't have the courage of my brothers. I stuck a pistol in my mouth and couldn't pull the trigger. I'm watching my world fall apart now. At this point, there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. I put it squarely on the cowards of this country, the cowards leading this country. The next person that says, thank you for your service, I'm just going to fucking cold cock them, all right? Because it means nothing.
Right.
It's an automated response, man. They don't have a fucking clue. They don't want to have a fucking clue. And I believe God has left the building. I believe he said, to hell with these people. My people are cowards. And what's going to happen is going to happen. And
well, look what we're seeing now, brother.
And at this point, I just call, whatever that these people die, thousand deaths, promised cowards. I hope they do. I hope they die a thousand deaths in their cowardice. I am beyond vengeance, the people. I am beyond wanting vengeance. I'm just going to sit back and watch it happen. And those who have betrayed us, it's just, I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm sorry, brother. What do you want to talk about?
This is rant night, brother. This is rant night. I know Virgil's going to call in here in a little bit. But, you know, my heart feels the same way right now. I mean, seeing all the sufferings, even our governor here and mayor here in New Mexico, may she burn in hell, may she go to hell. You know? And that's my wish for her.
Yeah. Anyways, guess whose name this is stamped all confidential, is not to be leaked, and I'm sure I'm gonna get in the world of shit because I put it out there today. But guess whose name turned up on Epstein's flight logs?
The one I called Judge Roberts.
John Roberts. Yep.
And remember,
George Bush globalist plant. His name has appeared on there, and he's compromised and he's being blackmailed, and that explains him siding with the left and voting against us, and when I say mm-hmm. us, that's U.S. Capital letters. And
I said that back a couple months ago, my friend. I told you Justice Roberts was correct, and that he was on the list.
Well, we've known he was corrupt for a while. We knew mm-hmm. they had something on him, because mm-hmm. there was, well, I don't know. Besides the fact that he was a Bush globalist plant, but instead of shooting down Obamacare, he actually, I mean, you want to talk about judicial activism, he turned it into a tax so that it would stand. He's on some of the most important things going on here in the country. He had sided with Democrats. Everybody was, I mean, we've known he's corrupt. We knew mm-hmm. something stunk in China, but now we know exactly what it is.
Well, when I said it, nobody believed me. They're like, this can't be true, you know. And if I was giving, everybody gave me a hard time. I said, okay, you'll find out, you know.
Yeah.
But Gensy's name was also on that list that everybody's going to be shocked among. George Stephanopoulos from ABC News.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've known his name was on that list for a while, brother. But I think the biggest thing today maybe not today. Let's say in the last day or two has come out, is the Democrats have now come out and blatantly threatened the American citizenry. If you don't give us what we want, we will burn this place down, is basically what has been said. Yes, we called it. But the point I'm trying to make is I wonder how many cowards will be kept from the polls by that. You know, we have become a nation of rugged individualism, self-reliance, freedom and liberty
mm-hmm.
to America the weak and scared and cowardly. And that's mm-hmm. where we are right now. I'm not speaking to everyone, but I'm talking mm-hmm. probably talking about 95% of the country. All right?
Right,
there's 5, maybe 10% of the country that knows what's going on, but I don't think they have the. I think they gave up their balls for the false promise of security. Mm-hmm. There's something else I want to talk about too while I'm running on here. A new report came out today from a pilot that holds every kind of credentials you could ever want as far as a pilot goes. He flew for Air America, CIA. I know that he flew in Africa and Eastern Europe. And he's come out and just literally blistered the false report on the 9/11 attack. As we've been saying mm-hmm. all along, there was no plane debris found at all. You don't crash a 757 mm-hmm. into a building and not have any fallout debris, aircraft debris, mm-hmm. all right? The same thing at the mm-hmm. Pentagon. One, you cannot bring a 757 in that low. And two, there was absolutely no sign of any kind of aircraft wreckage whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, that came out today. I read it, verified what needed to be verified on it, and posted it. So
I confirmed everything we talked about, because we had specialists even come on the show and said, you know, this was the demolition. I had a friend of mine back years ago, Russell. We were actually doing a Star Trek role-play game together, you know, but she worked in the Pentagon, and she called me that day. She said, it sounded like bombs exploding inside. It didn't sound like planes.
No, exactly what it was. It was strikes.
You know?
And of course, the American people are never going to believe this, but they refuse to believe the absolute nefarious makeup of our government. The strike at the Pentagon was to hide the $2.6 trillion that just disappeared. You know, conveniently where that missile strike, and that's exactly what it was, hit, wiped out all the computers, records, and anything of that, so nothing could be followed up on that.
Right.
You know, and of course, the biggest thing, the biggest treat, they're waved the flag moment for the deep state and the corrupted D.C. was the Patriot Act, which gave them authority to spy on every fucking American living today. And they had to build two new complexes to store all the data that they've taken on you, me, and everybody listening to this radio show and everybody around them. And I'm telling you, it's nefarious, and it needs to be put a stop to. And right now, where we're at the point of actually bringing this out, getting things in the open, holding the people accountable, and I do believe we're going to have to do that ourselves. Because we've all seen the systemic corruption in agencies, whether it's the FBI, CIA, DOJ, wherever, whichever one you want to name. And you know, some has, but they hit, they bring on the coronavirus and scares everybody into submission. All right. Oh, you can't do that. They have these China-owned governors, one of them which is Greg Abbott, here in Texas, shutting down, destroying economies, destroying people's lives, causing people to take their own lives. And now you got the Democrats. Well, then you have the socialist insurrection and Democrats promising more violence if they don't get what they want. I mean, America, what is it going to take, America, what is it going to take for you to wake the fuck up?
Right. I mean, look where we're at now. I mean, Dean Reese is dead. Now they're claiming more violence on us if they don't get their way. And stuff, but I think if we get the Supreme Court pick in now, there's a possibility we can save ourselves. But I'm right with Russell. There's going to be so much bloodshed, and this is just right in the middle of September. October, you don't even want to be around, man. I've seen this coming for a long time. I've called it. Russell called it. Russell called it. What do you say? What do you say, Russell? You seen it now? You seen the pattern that I described?
I didn't really expect him to be this overt with it, but I mean, it is almost surreal, Joseph, to see what these people are doing. They are actually coming out on public, on TV, and calling for violence if they don't get what they want. This is sure nothing but intimidation and sedition at the minimum. And
terrible facts. You know.
Do what?
This is complete terrorist acts. I mean, all the American people. And it's like, what the fuck? Arrest these clowns. Why will nobody arrest them? Because the corrupt ain't going to arrest the corrupt.
Yep, that's it. Then, like I'm saying, we're going to have to do this ourselves. And people do not realize that. And people are scared of that. And I think they will stay at home because they actually believe that the violence will stop if they get what they want. Well, if the Democrats get what they want, buddy, let me tell you, it's going to hell in a handbag real quick because they're not going to stop. They will not. This insurrection, the people responsible for it, the elected officials who support it, they're going to have to be put down like rabid dogs.
Yep. Hey, Parker, what you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm still mourning over Ruth Ginsburg's death, man. That just
Oh, my heart is so broke. I mean, it's just, it is shattered into a million pieces. I mean, I'm just, I might have to get on antidepressants. I mean, it's so heartbreaking. I'm so sad.
But, you know, if there was a president that was Democrat right now, going into the election, they would pull this shit so fast, they would elect him Supreme Court right quick. They're just doing this for show.
Well, the only thing that kept Obama from doing it was the Republican Senate, because he would have pushed it. And look at here. Let me tell you something. Do a little bit of research. You can find clips of Ginsburg, friggin' the disgusting Clinton, and all the rest of them saying that an election should have nothing to do with filling a Supreme Court seat, that it should be filled when it opened, time and time again. And it's out there. Just Google it. Google it. It is there, or whatever the fuck you use. You know, it is there. It is all out there. I mean, her own words. Ginsburg's own words, you know. Of course, then she got, you know, I don't want my seat to be filled by Trump. Well, let me tell you something. She could have retired 7 years ago at 80, and they could have put a fresh, far-left, radical, pedophile-supporting, baby-killing, radical leftist right back in there. They would have flew on through the Senate, and it'd be done. But
no.
She didn't do that. She chose to stay.
Right.
No one could be more disgusting and radical than her. I feel nothing for the lady. I mean, I feel for her family. I do. But as far as Ruth Ginsburg herself, let me tell you, if you think that was a person that was worth honoring in any way, shape, or form, you need to look in a mirror and check yourself.
Right. Oh, did you guys hear the news report that came out earlier today from Dianne Feinstein?
No,
there was a person that came forward and reported anonymously that this judge is 65 is going to be accused of sexual harassment. They haven't even picked a judge yet. Dianne Feinstein sitting there getting ready for
it's going to be that woman. It's going to be that woman with all them adopted kids. It's going to be the woman. I can't think of her name. I haven't.
Isn't it Barrett or something? Amy Barrett.
Barnett, I believe. But they're gonna have to dig. I mean, you know, unless she's got unpaid parking tickets, I don't think they're gonna be able to come up with nothing on her. And I'm pretty sure that's gonna completely burn their ass. That's gonna completely just burn their ass.
They're gonna try.
I'm pretty sure that they know who he's gonna pick. It's gonna be the woman, and because even Pelosi's back on this impeachment bullshit again. Impeachment
for what?
For coming to Louisiana after the hurricane? What? This is just gone from comical to just outright silly to totally asinine with these people. And it's just sickening. It's just people are getting tired of it. And, I mean, they're fed up with it. And it's taking its toll. It's taking its toll on the racial front. Big time, because now they're blowing it out of proportion. One of my truck driver fellow associate truck drivers, stabbed a black man to death and just came out and said he did it because he don't like black people.
Mm-hmm.
And they are milking that cow on all four tits. You know, they're connected with this and with that, with the, and it's going to happen more and more and more. It's going to happen more and more and more. And it's just, I've never seen, I grew up as a kid during the Vietnam War, okay? I remember watching the news and seeing those flag-draped metal coffins come in and the protest and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I didn't know what to think back then. Now, I seriously, I mean, I'm in just shock and awe at everything going on around me, especially with these young kids today. You know, I've missed a couple of times on the show because I've had family problems that I just, you know, it just makes you want to just pack your shit and just hit the fucking mountains and just say fuck all y'all. You know, I mean, that's the type of moods I'm getting in now.
Right.
I know Russell feels me on this. I know Russell feels me on this because I can hear it in his voice every time he talks.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way Texas is going now. I know that has just got to just fucking just break your heart and ream your ass at the same time. I mean, the more and more I hear about how Texas is acting, I mean, I never thought I would live to see that day. What they're going through now.
Let me tell you, and on top of that, thanks to the cowardice of our governor and the state government, I've lost 3 brothers in the last 5 days to suicide. The last one, I was the last person they talked to. And I swear, brother, I did everything I can. I thought I had him talked down off the ledge. And the next morning, his wife called me. He took his life. And it's because he watched everything that he worked for. We come home, all we want to do is live in peace, do our thing, and be left alone. Well, he watched everything he worked for the last 10 years fall completely apart, fixing to lose his home, no money, no help, and that along with PTSD got the best of him. But that was 3 brothers
in
5 days.
We're getting callers in.
I've had the same thing happen to me. You know, I had a brother, and I was talking to him and, you know, trying to tell him, you know, hey, man, you know, things are bad, but they ain't that bad. You know,
right.
Tomorrow's another day. One night he just he grabbed his granddaddy's old shotgun, a Sweet 16 Browning, and threw a deer slug in it and stuck it in his mouth and blew the back of his brains out. And
Russell was just talking on the show earlier, Virgil's that we're seeing lots of suicides right now during this thing. And you know, he lost a couple of friends. We just lost one of our big listeners, Miss Ruby. She passed away a couple of days ago from cancer and everything.
Oh,
so our heart goes out to her and her family.
Yeah.
And everything. But you know, this is even with young people.
I can promise you this. I get in my depressed moods. I get in my angry moods. I get in my violent moods, and usually, a lot of times, it's because I got a hold of a bottle of codeine or a bottle of whiskey.
Right. Hey, we got a bunch of callers in, and we got all kinds of people in the chat room.
But
so
I can tell you this. If you ever hear about Corporal Virgil Spragis committing suicide, you can bet this. The list is going to be long because I'm taking a bunch of motherfuckers with me.
Right. I think we've been saying that for a while, you know. So anyways, we got some callers. The phone lines are actually popping tonight, and we got some chatters in the chat room. So I want to say hello to everybody. And if Seth, I want to bring one of the callers on from 312 area code. And I'll get to you guys one at a time so we don't get confused. So here we go. Hey, caller, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
How you doing here, sir? This is Clay Douglas. I'm just listening to the show. I agree with the stuff you're saying. And I, too, when I get depressed, I get some codeine or get me a bottle of Jack Daniels, and then I have my lady friend come down here and give me a blowjob. So I understand what you're talking about.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Virgil sounds like he, Virgil.
So how you all doing?
Nah, I don't bother nobody with a phone call. I just go find a stray dog and grab a jar of peanut butter.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, you're my type of guy there, man. We're both made from the same cloth. So, what military branch did you serve, sir?
I was in the United States Marine Corps. I served the same years as Russell did. 2-8 out of
right. Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, I had my son go down to the mall with his wife. And they got tackled by a bunch of black people. And, man, they were like a mob. And my son got cut in the forehead, and he was bleeding outside. The security guards didn't even do diddly squat. And so one of the cops was out there, and he got his name. He got a hold of the black guy that punched him. And some of the black people started going like a pack of rats out everywhere, going back into the mall. I guess they didn't want to get arrested. But I hate that. Why are they so racist?
Well, it's been ever since the educational system has turned into an indoctrination system. Everything that bad that has happened or is going to happen to people of color is the white person's fault. Okay. You can come across our borders and you can infiltrate into a certain community and terrorize that community, sell drugs, human trafficking, extortion, whatever. But you're supposed to be given amnesty for that because you escaped, you so-called escaped from a country of regime and poverty. But so the law doesn't apply to you. All right, that's one thing. Another thing is the using up of the past to try and gain profit for the future. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like this with this reparations bullshit. You see, I don't know about you, but where you went to school or whatever, but the law taught me that the persons that broke the law are the ones to be punished. Now, if you committed kidnapping, if you committed kidnap, rape, and murder, then you should be punished for that.
But if it happened 400 years ago and the people that committed it are dead, well, chances are you're going to play hell trying to prosecute somebody. And I don't know how it works where you live, but where I live, if a person gets in an automobile accident and hurts or kills someone, just because I drive the same color vehicle as the person who got in a wreck and killed somebody, I am not held liable for that. Okay?
That's
just
right.
Because of a color. Just because of a color.
That's right. That's
okay?
Right.
Okay? So, this is where we're having a problem. We're having a problem with people that are either overfed and underfucked or overfucked and underfed. They don't know where to go, and it's just a plain and simple, disease called stuck on stupid.
Very
is
sure.
What it is.
Very sure. That's right. The only reparations they're going to get is my size 13 boot in their ass, and it's going to take a surgeon to get that shit out.
Mm-hmm. And ever since they, and you know, Russell agrees with me, ever since they came out with them chicken sandwiches, the brothers have been going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Chicken. He even walk like chickens.
All right, Joe, we got another caller, you said? Let's bring on
another caller. Thank you, brother, for calling in on the show and everything. And we'll get to these other callers. And everything, so but yeah, even the flat room, the chat room is flooded tonight. So, but hey, thank you, caller, appreciate it.
Very sure.
Hello, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello and good evening. My name is Jared Goldstein. I'm a gay Jew from Black Lives Matter, and I throw rocks. I've burned buildings. I'm tired of Trump. He wears pink makeup.
And goodbye.
You should have kept him on. You should have kept him on.
No, sir, no, you don't need to be spewing hatred at them. They're messed up enough. We just got no time for people like that.
Right. So, well, we got another one. So, let's see. T10 area code. So, hey, how you doing, caller? Welcome to the show.
Good, you guys. Thank you for taking my call. I am a Trump supporter, unlike the other gentleman who just called in. I, for one, I agree with everything you guys are saying. Not sure if you guys have heard of our organization. We're called the Gay Republicans, which is not a joke. That is. We've been.
Yeah, I have. I've got a couple of friends. Yes, I have.
So not all gays hate Trump, but and that's
right.
It's just the media. It's all fake news. All of us love him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've gone
are
to.
Are y'all?
Go ahead.
Anyway, tied to the log cabin Republicans, or y'all
yes.
completely
yes.
different organization?
No, we're directly related. Or associated,
oh, okay, cool,
say, yeah.
Man. I met a bunch of y'all at the state convention a couple years back. Great time, good solid conservative people, and the food was excellent.
Yes, yes, we do know how to cook. One thing we've helped raise money for the. Huh? Oh yeah, we've met a few of them up in Texas, up by Waco, and it was just fantastic. We do a lot of fundraising for the Republican Party. We've raised quite a bit of money, not only in the gay community, but also because we're a small portion of the population that supports Trump. But we do we are able to raise quite a bit of money. Just recently, just last week. We had a fundraiser. Some of it was online, and some of it was at a convention hall. We had about 500 men there, And we just all the entrance fee was $400, and all proceeds were going to the Republican Party to help Trump get back into help him stay in the office, should I say?
Oh, I've heard of
and,
that.
Yeah,
heard of
and
that.
We
yeah.
all stayed there and lined up, and it was just a suck fest. We just decided we sucked dick for $400, and all of us we all came inside of a cup, and everyone would take a drink out of it after we all blew our loads in there.
Sorry.
Wow.
Well, here we go.
They're coming out the woodwork tonight, Joseph. They're coming out the woodwork.
No, I know it. Always on Wednesday nights, too, when you know it. You're interested in the chat rooms right now. Russell, go in the chat rooms and check it out.
I can't do that right where I am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. We get them every now and then. So.
I think it's funny as shit.
Right?
I was going to ask him to turn me on to the latest fag jokes.
Well, let me just say this, man. Apparently, we must be getting truth out there and reaching some people to draw this kind of attack. And what you've heard from the last two callers is their tolerance and what they actually think of you if you happen to be a gay man supporting Trump. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, that is their tolerance. They will lie. And it shows the depth of the Trump derangement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people.
Otherwise known as CDS.
And again, today you've had Holder, who was probably, kind of a toss up between him and Lynch, but Holder's probably the most corrupt. AG that the United States has ever had. You've had Hillary Clinton, which God knows why that old bag of bones still out there running her mouth. Must show the desperation of them. Barack Obama, Stephanopoulos, all out there today calling for violence, threatening the American people. I mean, at the base of it, you have to wonder why. And let me take a minute to explain to you why. And, of course, along with that, you have to throw in why the Republicans have been silent on all this so much.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, these Republicans have been silent because they want to see Trump go as badly as these Democrats do. Because we have seen, and coming up on 4 years, the extent of the corruption, the systemic corruption. We have seen the extent of their vitriol hatred of America, our way of life, and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing about but power to them. And these are the same people who spent 46 years selling you to the Chinese and anybody else who had money to pony up, all right? And right now, they know that Trump has the American people behind him. It may be only 63 million of us, but I tell you what, there's enough of us to where if they try to hijack this election, the price that's going to be paid is going to be tremendous. But they are so arrogant and think that you – me, Virgil, Joseph, the person sitting to the left of you, the person sitting to the right of you, the person sitting in front of you, and the person sitting in back of you are so stupid that we're going to buy into this stuff. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, a large part of America is, all right? We have watched nothing but Trump derangement syndrome on display for coming up on 4 solid years. False impeachments, false charges, false investigation. And more as this stuff comes out, the more and more we know there was never any reason for an investigation. The only person mm-hmm. that did any kind of shit in Ukraine was Joe Biden, and he's on videotape bragging about how he got the investigators fired over there that was looking at his son withholding funds. That was the Democrat mm-hmm. part. China, $1.5 billion to Biden's son after they take a trip over there. Oh, isn't that just a wonderful coincidence? $423 million. $423 million given mm-hmm. to the Clinton Foundation by Russia after Mueller, Obama, Clinton, I think the AG at the time was Holder, it may have been Lynch, signed off on deals selling 20% mm-hmm. of our uranium to Russia. And these people want to talk about corruption. These people, I mean, America, talk to me. What's up? I mean, Jesus. I mean, what else do you have to see? And yet, you have millions of stupid people out there buying into this bullshit. I got nothing else. Virgil, help me, man.
Well, Russell, we've always known the corruption was there. But what we didn't realize was how deep it went. I mean, mm-hmm. how Titanic at the bottom of the ocean deep it went.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if Hillary would have got elected, we wouldn't be hearing about any of this.
We wouldn't be here talking. We'd be up and lined up and shot and executed.
They would still be burning the files. They would still mm-hmm. be incinerating files. But like Russell has said, one man cannot do it by himself. The man, I mean, you think World War II was a bitch? Let me tell you what, Trump is fighting, he wish he was fighting World War II just on two fronts. He's mm-hmm. got the Democratic front. He's got the Rhino front. He's got the legislative Black Caucus front. He's got all of these fronts to fight because he's not taking any of this shit. He's telling them like it is. And he's being called racist for it. He's being called misogynist. He's being called homophobic. He's being called Islamophobic and all of this. You
mm-hmm.
know? And the majority of these people with this Islamophobic stuff, when he mentioned shithole countries, well, let me tell you what. Have you ever been outside the United States to one of these shithole countries? I have.
Oh, I have.
I have.
Yep, I have too.
And let me tell you something. Beirut was a shithole. Beirut was the biggest shithole. Let me tell you something. That explosion in Beirut kind of made me homesick because I left the fucking place looking just like that. You know.
We got more callers, you guys. Do we take another one or?
Yeah, let's go ahead. And if it's a troll, let him go. Let him go. I want to have some fun with him.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Thank you for taking my call. Calling from San Diego.
California. 29 pounds.
I've been through there on my way to Vegas. But never been to 29 Palms, been to Palm Springs. But anyways, you know, I'm in a state where it's absolutely solid blue, and everybody here is just a bunch of crazy liberals. And you know what? To be honest, I mean, I try to just not say much only because they can't have an intelligent conversation. It immediately turns into them going into hysteria. So, you know, I own a business here, so I can't say shit because before you know it, they're going to, you know, they'll try to get me to lose my clientele, and it's it's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. You can't have any rational discussions. I mean, how would you guys recommend that I approach this?
Whenever I end up trying to talk to these guys, they're very rude
and very upsetting, and all they do is talk over me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you how to approach this.
I'm really trying hard.
Let me ask you a question.
Every single time I talk to these guys, yelling and screaming.
Right. Well, let me ask you something.
I'm trying to just get my business going. I have a family. I just want them to go to school. That's it.
I would suggest
every time that I speak, they speak over me. It's getting to be very upsetting. My wife doesn't like it here anymore.
We're about to move out of San Diego. I would suggest moving here.
Every time I talk, it seems like they talk over me. It's awful.
Okay, well, caller.
And now that they are here to stay, and you know, they see that the election is 50 days from now, all they do is jump on my case.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
All they're doing is nonstop yelling and just, oh God, it's too much. I can't go to work. I've had my car keyed.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I've already gone ahead and I've had to get my goddamn truck painted twice.
Non-stop
painting and cutting, and they slashed my tires twice.
Let me ask you a question.
Non-stop just harassment and beating.
Well, can we ask you a question?
Sure. I can't even get my any.
Well, we can't ask you a question
words,
if you keep talking. We can't ask you a question if you keep talking.
Because I'm a Republican here in California, it's impossible for me to get a word out because all they do is, they talk over me, they yell at me. I'm not used to that. I'm a Republican.
I see. Okay.
White power. Okay. I'm here in San Diego, California. We gotta stick together, all those Republicans.
Okay, well, let me.
And if we don't stick together, the problem is gonna be that we're gonna get just overrun by these damn Democrats.
Can you stop talking long enough for Russell to ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
What specifically is keeping you tied to San Diego and California? Is your business something that can't be done somewhere else? It's not taxed as heavily. And the second question I would have for you is, with all the problems that California is having now, the homelessness, all that sort of thing. There is no swing to try to make things better by changing the state government that's been in power there for decades.
Right.
Caller?
Go ahead, Russell. He got hung up on. Hopefully he called back.
Another troll.
I live in a liberal state, and I can tell you, especially Santa Fe. Santa Fe is actually more liberal, but out here it's like, we just mind our own business. You mind your business, I mind my business. But you start shit with me, then it's on.
It took a lot to get the people of Louisiana, fed up. They're like I said before, they're like an old diesel engine in the wintertime. They're hell to get fired up, but once you get them fired up, that's it. There ain't no stopping them. And Governor John Bel Edwards is starting to feel the pressure now, because They're screaming for a special legislative session to come along within the next 15 to 30 days, and the legislature and the senator are listening to the people, and my friend Terry Edwards, You might remember her. Her late husband was on the show Swamp People, Randy Edwards. He got killed in a car wreck. His brother Willie Edwards, who is still on the show. Well, she's gaining momentum. She's going around everywhere with a petition. Her and several other people, and they're doing it right. They're doing it legal. They're checking everybody's voter status and everything, so there's no screw ups.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a respectable amount of signatures for a recall in the governor.
Right.
And they're going to.
She was typing just now saying that she's stuck with Ralph Northam. I feel sorry for you, Ashley. Wow.
Do what now?
I meant to say that him.
So
what?
I didn't understand a word of that.
Ashley just in the chat room. She was just typing. And she said that she stuck with blackface Ralph Northam. You know, but you know. Yeah, you think that's badass? See, we got a midget governor here. She's a holy terror and everything. So, but I sympathize with you.
Okay.
Go ahead. We got a bunch more callers. They're all 111 calls. So I'm kind of skeptical about answering.
No, we're not taking any more trolls tonight. Nope.
We'll have to run.
It's that time. If y'all want to go on. I'm gonna have to hang it up.
Yeah, me too. Oh, hey, I forgot to mention. I did get a special guest, Josie Cruz. We're trying to line her. I'm just communicating with her, and she's the lady I'm gonna have on the show that's running for a seat in Congress up in Atlanta, Georgia, the 14th district. And she'll be on the show sometime this week, so you guys look for her. And to all you people in the chat room, thank you for sitting in and listening to us and everything. Hope you come back tomorrow and everything. We normally are 2-hour show, but lately we've been an hour show because things are, you know, kind of chaotic right now in our lives. But hopefully you all come back in tomorrow, tune in at 7, 9 p.m. And if that's the rest of the work you want to say before we sign off.
Yeah, you know, Russell didn't want to hear all you trolls out there. I get off on listening to y'all bullshit. But,
I'll
you know.
Hoping the guy from the future would call back in.
You know,
I don't believe in giving idiots a voice.
Well, I just find it comical. You know? I just laugh my ass off at it, Russell. I'm just a silly son of a bitch. But, you know, if you think that this country and our president is so bad and so oppressive, okay, why don't you grab the first thing smoking and get the fuck out of here?
Right.
Plain and simple. Get the fuck out of here. Go to Venezuela. Go to China. Shut up, Joseph. Go to Venezuela. Go to China. Go to North Korea. Go to Cuba. Okay? Go to Spain. Go to Italy.
Go to Mexico.
You know?
Oh, and the only thing that I'd like to add on tonight is before we close the show, Joseph, is let me tell you, you trolls, you leftists, you Democrats who are threatening the American people with violence, if you don't get your way, I got two words. Bring it, because I promise, with everything that I am, that if y'all should be that stupid, they will talk about what happens next here in the next 10,000 years. Good night, America.
Well, I already did, Russell. I mean, it's already here, bro. It's here already. You know? Russell just lost us. Are you there, Virgil?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So we'll go ahead and sign off. So everybody's tune in with us tomorrow and everything and stuff. So, you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings and everything.
Yep.
So I know you got a rough night ahead of you, Virgil. So you be careful out there on the road and everything.
Okay.
So, all right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. Same place, same channel. Good night.
Good night, Chester. Wherever you are.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.